This year's algae bloom was relatively mild, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, a 3.6 on the agency's bloom severity scale, compared to an 8 last year. The forecast in July predicted the bloom would be severe and significant, a 6. NOAA says the bloom started unusually early this year after Lake Erie started warming up in May. But a September storm created strong winds over Lake Erie that, quote, disrupted the bloom, and it was over by the first week of October. There were areas of green, paint-like scum on the waters of western Lake Erie, but nothing like last year's bloom that drew national coverage and hurt Lake Erie tourism. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.